I will now pass you to Robin to introduce some Norwich news.
Yes, we now have some stories from around Norwich. An online video is encouraging people to discover Kett's Heights. Restoration work is starting at the St. Peter Bancroft Church, and there is a proposal to create a Jewish History Centre at Jeanette's House, close to the Chatterbox studio. At the Norwich and Norfolk Hospital morgue, there have been warnings about mixing up bodies, but there was also some good news as a new acute frailty hub has been opened at the hospital. Jane will start with the Kett's Heights story.
A woman on a mission to explore all of Norwich's best-kept secrets is encouraging folk to visit a standout green space. Georgia Minister, who lives in the NR3 area, has dubbed Kett's Heights as being one of the most criminally unknown places in the city. The 28-year-old, behind the social media page Mini Norwich, showcases hidden gems through videos, and her post about Kett's Heights, a park with picturesque city views, has been reshared thousands of times. The site can be accessed using a rather grand-looking gate in Kett's Hill. There is an accessible route to Kett's Heights without steps using Ladbroke Place car park. Miss Minister, who studies textiles at Norwich University of the Arts, described the city as vibrant for its many open spaces, such as the Plantation Garden.
Restoration of a 600-year-old building in the city centre has begun. Scaffolding is being installed at St. Peter Mancroft Church opposite the Forum as essential renovation work can be completed. Canon Edward Carter, the vicar at St. Peter Mancroft, said, "We are working on a programme of repairs to the roof and walls to make good any damage, as well as lime washing the wall and cleaning all the windows and monuments. This work will ensure the church building is kept in good condition for the future. It has been made possible by a generous bequest from a former church member. We're hoping it will be finished for our Easter celebrations at the start of April. Services and events will continue during this period, with construction work ceasing at those times." A spokesman from CJB Group said the site, rebuilt in the 15th century, requires a highly specialised approach to protect its architectural heritage. A complex scaffold system has been installed in the north aisle for interior lime washing of the windows to take place.
A bid to create a new centre for Jewish history in the heart of Norwich has never been more essential, the House of Commons has been told. The University of East Anglia's ambitions to set up a centre for Jewish history, with programmes based at Jeanette's House in the city's King Street, were raised in Parliament during a speech for Holocaust Memorial Day. The UEA hopes its Centre for Jewish History will ultimately hold programmes at the restored Jeanette's House. The 12th century building next to Wensum Lodge was named after a prominent Jewish family of the early 13th century. Norwich holds a unique and significant place in Jewish history. In the medieval period, it was home to one of England's most important Jewish communities, a centre of poetry and scholarship that contributed to the city's economic life. The city's importance to the wider Jewish story was further underscored in 2004 during excavations for the Chapelfield Shopping Centre. 17 skeletons, 6 adults and 11 children, were discovered in a well shaft and later linked through DNA to modern Ashkenazi Jewish populations. They were believed to have been victims of religious persecution in the 12th century. Researchers said the findings were consistent with the bodies being the victims of an historically recorded anti-Semitic massacre by local crusaders and their supporters in Norwich in 1190. In 2013, Norwich's Jewish community buried the remains at the Jewish cemetery in Earlham Cemetery.
Inspectors have warned of mixed-up bodies, weak security and a lack of dignity in the morgue of Norfolk's biggest hospital. Major shortfalls were revealed at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital mortuary by officials from the Human Tissue Authority, HTA, prompting an extensive revamp of the facility due to be completed this month. The HTA is a public body which regulates organisations that work with bodies in contexts such as anatomical examinations, postmortems, organ donations and transplants. They were set up in 2005 after hospitals were found to be removing and keeping organs and tissue without authorisation in the 1990s. Inspectors from the HTA said in transferring the deceased from the main mortuary at the Norfolk and Norwich to six temporary storage units, there was a risk of misidentification, which could lead to visiting relatives viewing the wrong bodies at the Norwich facility. Dr. Bernard Brett, medical director, said the hospital is taking the inspection report extremely seriously.
A new acute frailty hub has launched at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital in a bid to reduce admissions and lengthy stays. It aims to provide rapid assessment and early treatment for older patients, helping more people return home safely the same day. Hospital leaders say the service is designed to meet rising demand from an ageing population and reduce avoidable admissions and long stays that cut the number of beds available. They say it will help keep more needed hospital beds free by ensuring frailty is identified and managed within the crucial first 24 hours of care. National figures show that in 2023-24, people aged over 65 accounted for around 20% of emergency department attendances in England, just over 40% of hospital admissions, and occupied roughly two-thirds of hospital beds. The new hub brings together specialist teams under one model focused on rapid decision-making, same-day emergency care and short-stay support where needed. Sharon Roth, lead nurse for frailty, said the move builds on and expands previous older people's emergency services. Previously, we had an area called the Older People's Emergency Department and Older People's Ambulatory Care, which has now been relocated and combined, she said.